Welcome to the Math Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. This audio tutorial will discuss plane geometry and spatial thinking. Learning Objectives. After completing this tutorial, you will be able to define point, line, plane, and angle, define polygon and circle, construct geometric figures, perform transformations on polygons, and use diagrams to solve problems. Plane geometry and spatial thinking concept map. The concept map will show how the material that is new in this tutorial relates to ideas you have previously mastered. Spatial thinking requires knowledge of plane geometry. The building blocks of plane geometry are the point, line, angle, and plane. These objects are used in constructions to create polygons and circles. Plane geometry also involves transformations of given figures in the plane. The first section will discuss the basics of plane geometry. Definition: plane geometry. Plane geometry is the science of measurement. It is the geometry dealing with figures in a plane. Definition: point. A point is the result of the intersection of two lines. A point is usually represented by a dot and labeled with a capital letter. A point is the main building element of any figure in geometry. Any figure is the set of an infinite number of points. A point has no dimensions. It has no length, no width, and no thickness. Definition: line. A line is a figure formed by connecting two points and extending beyond each point in both directions. Lines are represented with arrows at each end. A line is formed when an infinite number of points lie next to each other in a straight path. Definition: parallel lines. Two or more lines in the same plane that do not intersect are known as parallel lines. In other words, parallel lines share no common points. Definition: plane. A plane is a flat surface that extends indefinitely in all directions. It is typically represented by a parallelogram. The figure shows plane R. Definition: angle. An angle is a figure formed by two rays with a common initial point. In the figure, the rays HP and HF share a common initial point. The intersection of HF and HP at point H forms angle FHP. Classification of angles. Angles can be classified by their measures as one of the following: acute, right, obtuse, or straight. Definition: acute angle. If the measure of an angle is less than 90 degrees, it is called an acute angle. Angles MNP and ABC are acute angles. Definition: right angle. If the measure of an angle is exactly 90 degrees, it is called a right angle. Angle ABC is a right angle. Definition: obtuse angle. If the measure of an angle is between 90 and 180 degrees, it is called an obtuse angle. Angle ABC is an obtuse angle. Definition: straight angle. If the measure of an angle is exactly 180 degrees, it is called a straight angle. Angle ABC is a straight angle. Example: classifying angles. What type of angle is represented by the corner of a regular sheet of paper? Acute, obtuse, right, or straight? The corner of a regular sheet of paper represents a right angle. Angle pair relationships. Two angles can have the following relationships: vertical, complementary, supplementary, and adjacent. Definition: vertical angles. Vertical angles are two angles that are across from each other at the intersection of two lines. Vertical angles are always congruent. In the figure, angles 1 and 3 are vertical angles, and angles 2 and 4 are also vertical angles. Example: vertical angles. Using the vertical angles, find the value of K. Solution: by definition, vertical angles are congruent. Therefore, set the expressions equal to each other. 4K minus 23 equals 3K plus 9. Subtract 3K from both sides to get K minus 23 equals 9. Add 23 to both sides to get K equals 32. Definition: complementary angles. Complementary angles are two angles whose sum is 90 degrees. In the figure, angles 1 and 2 are complementary angles. Example: complementary angles. Angle 1 and angle 3 are complementary angles. The measure of angle 3 is 62 degrees. Find the measure of angle 1. Solution: by definition, complementary angles have a sum of 90 degrees. Therefore, the measure of angle 1 plus the measure of angle 3 is 90 degrees. Substitute the known value into the equation. The measure of angle 1 plus 62 degrees equals 90 degrees. Subtract 62 degrees from both sides. The measure of angle 1 is 28 degrees. Definition: supplementary angles. Supplementary angles are two angles whose sum is 180 degrees. In the figure, angles 1 and 2 are supplementary angles. Definition: adjacent angles. Adjacent angles are two angles that share a common side and a common vertex but do not overlap. Angles ABF and ABC share a common vertex and a common side. Therefore, they are adjacent angles. Parallel lines and transversals. Two coplanar lines are either intersecting or parallel. When two parallel lines are intersected by a transversal, eight angles are formed around the points of intersection. Definition: corresponding angles. Corresponding angles are pairs of angles that are positioned the same at the intersection of two parallel lines and a transversal. Corresponding angles are congruent. Definition: alternate interior angles. Alternate interior angles are pairs of angles located between the parallel lines on opposite sides of a transversal. Alternate interior angles are congruent. Definition: alternate exterior angles. Alternate exterior angles are pairs of angles located outside the parallel lines on opposite sides of a transversal. Alternate exterior angles are congruent. Example: parallel lines. Lines F and G are parallel. Find the measure of angle 8. Solution: angle 1 and angle 5 are corresponding angles, so they are congruent. Therefore, since the measure of angle 1 is 113 degrees, it follows that the measure of angle 5 is also 113 degrees. Angle 5 and angle 8 are supplementary angles, so their sum is 180 degrees. Substitute 113 degrees into the equation for the measure of angle 5. 113 degrees plus the measure of angle 8 equals 180 degrees. Subtract 113 from both sides to get the measure of angle 8 is 67 degrees. The next section will discuss polygons and circles. Definition: polygon. A polygon is a closed plane figure with three or more sides. Each side of a polygon is a line segment. Examples include triangle, pentagon, hexagon, octagon, and quadrilateral. Definition: regular polygon. A regular polygon is a polygon where all sides are congruent and all angles are congruent. Examples of regular polygons include the square, an equilateral triangle, and a regular octagon like a stop sign. Definition: irregular polygon. An irregular polygon is a polygon where the sides and angles are not congruent. Examples of irregular polygons include a trapezoid and a scalene triangle. Classifying triangles. An equilateral triangle is a triangle with all sides congruent. An equilateral triangle is also equiangular. An isosceles triangle is a triangle with at least two sides congruent. A scalene triangle is a triangle with no two congruent sides. In a scalene triangle, all of the interior angles have different measures. Definition: parallelogram. A parallelogram is a quadrilateral with two pairs of congruent sides. If the parallelogram has four right angles, it is classified as a rectangle. If the parallelogram has four congruent sides, it is classified as a rhombus. A square is both a rectangle and a rhombus, because it has four right angles and four congruent sides. Definition: trapezoid. A trapezoid is a quadrilateral with one pair of parallel sides. An isosceles trapezoid is a trapezoid with congruent legs. Example: isosceles trapezoid, legs. Given ABCD is an isosceles trapezoid and BC equals 27, find the length of AD. Solution: the given information is that leg BC has a length of 27. The legs of an isosceles trapezoid are congruent, so BC equals AD. Therefore, AD equals 27. Definition: kite. A kite is a quadrilateral with no parallel sides and two pairs of adjacent sides that are congruent. Congruent polygons. Two polygons are congruent if their corresponding sides and angles are congruent. These pentagons are congruent because their corresponding parts are congruent. Definition: circle. A circle is a set of points that are a fixed distance from a given point called the center. The center is used to name a circle. For example, this is circle N. Congruent circles have congruent radii. Circle components. A chord is a line segment with both endpoints on the circle. A radius is any segment that connects a point on a circle to the center of the circle. All radii of a circle have the same length. A diameter is any chord that passes through the center of a circle. The length of a diameter is twice the length of a radius. Definition: congruent circles. Congruent circles are two circles that have radii or diameters of the same length. Example: congruent circles. Circle C is congruent to circle E. The diameter of circle C is 8 inches. What is the radius of circle E? Solution: since circle C and circle E are congruent, it follows that their corresponding parts are equal. Therefore, the length of the diameter of circle E equals 8 inches. The radius of circle E is half the length of its diameter. Substitute 8 into the equation for the radius to get 1/2 times 8. Simplify to get the radius of circle E is 4 inches. The next section will discuss geometric constructions. Tools of construction. Rulers and protractors are not used in geometric constructions. The only tools used when constructing geometric figures are a straight edge and a compass. Definition: straight edge. A straight edge is an instrument used to draw lines in a geometric construction. A straight edge is not used to measure length. Definition: compass. A compass is a tool used to draw circles and arcs of circles. A compass has two arms joined at one end and free at the other end. One arm is a pointer, and the other arm has a pencil attached to it. Duplicating segments. Duplicate the given segment AB. To construct a segment equal to the given segment AB, draw an arbitrary segment MN using a straight edge. Make the length of segment MN longer than the length of segment AB. Open a compass and place its pointer at A and its pencil at B. Keeping the compass with the same opening, place its pointer at M and draw an arc on segment MN. This arc intersects segment MN at point K. Segment MK is congruent to segment AB. Duplicating angles. Draw an angle congruent to angle ABC. Using a compass, draw two different arcs on rays BC and BA, both centered at B. Denote the points of intersection as G and H, respectively. Draw arbitrary ray MN. Using the compass, draw an arc centered at M whose radius is equal to segment BH. Set the compass radius equal to segment BG. Place the pointer at M and draw an arc above ray MN. Open the compass as wide as the length of segment GH. Place the pointer at K and draw an arc. This arc intersects the top arc at point L. Draw a line through the points M and L. The result is angle LMN, which is congruent to angle ABC. The next section will discuss geometric transformations. Definition: transformation. A transformation is a change in position, shape, or size of a figure. The beginning figure is called the pre-image. The transformed figure is called the image. Definition: translation. A translation is a transformation that slides a figure to another location without any change in size or orientation. Pre-image matrix. A matrix can be used to represent the pre-image of a translation. Set up a matrix for the pre-image, where each column contains a coordinate for a vertex of the figure. The x coordinates go in the first row, and the y coordinates go in the second row. Translation matrix. Matrix addition can be used to find the image of a translated figure. Example: triangle RST has vertices at negative 2, negative 1, 1, 2, and 4, 1. To translate triangle RST 1 unit to the right and 3 units down, use a 3-column translation matrix with 1s in the first row and negative 3s in the second row. Add 1 to each x-coordinate of triangle RST and add negative 3 to each y-coordinate of triangle RST. The resulting matrix shows the coordinates of the image: negative 1, negative 4, 2, negative 1, and 5, negative 2. Definition: reflection. A reflection is a transformation that flips a figure over a line. Definition: rotation. A rotation is a transformation that turns a figure around a fixed point. Point symmetry. If a figure can be mapped onto itself with a 180-degree rotation, then it has point symmetry. Reflection symmetry. If a figure can be folded in half so that the halves match exactly, then it has reflection symmetry. Some figures have multiple lines of symmetry. Example, reflection symmetry. How many lines of symmetry does a regular octagon have? Solution. A stop sign is in the shape of a regular octagon. A regular octagon has four lines of symmetry through its vertices. There are four lines of symmetry through the midpoints of its sides. Therefore, a regular octagon has eight total lines of symmetry. Definition: tessellate. To tessellate means to cover a plane with identical shapes with no overlapping or gaps. This tessellation of a trapezoid was created using a combination of transformations. The final section will discuss proof in geometry. Reasoning strategies. Inductive reasoning is a strategy that uses a set of examples to find a pattern to support a conclusion. Deductive reasoning is a strategy that uses facts and theorems to arrive at a conclusion. Reasoning with diagrams. Some problem situations are easier to understand when a related diagram is given. Diagrams can be used to list known information and establish what information is needed to solve the problem. Example 1. Proof using a diagram. Prove that vertical angles 2 and 4 are congruent. Solution. The diagram shows that angle 3 is supplementary to angles 2 and 4. Therefore, the measure of angle 2 plus the measure of angle 3 equals the measure of angle 3 plus the measure of angle 4. Subtract the measure of angle 3 from both sides to get the measure of angle 2 equals the measure of angle 4. Since the measures of the angles are equivalent, it follows that angle 2 is congruent to angle 4. Example 2. Proof using a diagram. Lines R and T intersect to form right angle 1. Prove that angles 2, 3, and 4 are right angles. Solution. The diagram shows that angle 1 and angle 3 are vertical angles. By definition, vertical angles are congruent, so the measure of angle 1 equals the measure of angle 3. Therefore, the measure of angle 3 is 90 degrees. Angle 1 is supplementary to angle 2, so the measure of angle 1 plus the measure of angle 2 is 180 degrees. Substitute 90 degrees into the equation to get 90 degrees plus the measure of angle 2 equals 180 degrees. Subtract 90 from both sides. The measure of angle 2 is 90 degrees. Angle 2 and angle 4 are vertical angles, which are always congruent. Therefore, the measure of angle 4 equals 90 degrees. Example 3. Proof using a diagram. Justin is tiling an 8-inch by 12-inch surface with colored glass tiles. Each tile is a right triangle with a base of 1 inch and a height of 3 inches. How many tiles will Justin need to tessellate or cover the surface? Solution. Draw a scale diagram of the surface and the right triangular tiles. Complete one row of the tessellation. Count the number of triangles needed to complete one row. Each row will contain 8 triangles. Next, complete one column of the tessellation. Count the number of triangles needed to complete one column. Each column will contain 16 triangles. Multiply the number of triangles in a row by the number of rows in a column. Justin needs 64 tiles to cover the surface. Learning summary. A point has no dimensions, no length, width, or thickness. Parallel lines never intersect and share no common points. A transformation is a change in the position, shape, or size of a figure. Rulers and protractors are not used in geometric constructions. Inductive reasoning uses examples to draw conclusions. Deductive reasoning uses facts. Well done! You have completed the audio tutorial on plane geometry and spatial thinking. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.